What's up with his domestic bliss?
That damn woman, are you listening to me?
Quit yelling at me.
But you're not listening to me, woman. I'm a good man.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink. One more night. This can't be me. Son of a bitch! If I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating right now is 1. I'm drinking a commotion because the Saints offense could not stir one up in Los Angeles. The defense did as good as could be expected, but as I said, the offense was nowhere to be found. Sure, the Rams have a good defense themselves, but the identity of the Peyton Breeze era has always been an offense that has the ability to overcome even the worst defensive performances in the history of the NFL, might I add. Now, that wasn't the case this week, which left many Saints fans scratching their head and questioning some of the decisions made by the coaching staff, or coming up with frustrated conclusions, or calming themselves by focusing on the fact that the next couple of games are more important than this one was. So it was the right thing to do to sit a couple of players that maybe could have played. Anyway, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'll also go with a 1. Drinking a one of those Radlers. I had a little beverage earlier with dinner, but the lemon, you know, thought about getting a little crazy tonight, but when we pushed the recording time back, I thought, might as well wait a week.
Wait till a win to celebrate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. And then Damon, welcome to the show. How you feeling?
I'm feeling, I'm kind of down, Jeff.
No.
I'm kind of down. But not because of the same, because my old lady had to go back tonight. So.
Yeah, the returner.
Yeah.
The mail order bride had to be returned.
Yeah. It's going to kind of be a 2 week on, 2 week off thing.
For how long?
Well, probably just till January or February. Two weeks here, 2 weeks there. Yeah, so not that long. Yeah.
So we'll get a happy Damon, bad Damon. Happy
Damon. Yeah. Bad Damon. I don't know, but you know, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice sitting in my easy chair again. I can sleep in the bed, you know, by myself. I can watch what I want on TV. You know,
you can relax and not have to do yard work and housework.
Yeah, do everything, get this, get that, you know. But I miss it.
Yeah,
keep me going, but 22 minutes. But I miss it.
All right, and then we got special guest here, Danny, on the show. First time guest. Welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm about a 5.
Mm. You've been preparing.
You're a guest.
I couldn't come in on a 0 as a guest and not be live. So yeah.
That is
learn
true.
It,
Sammy. So, that's a pretty impressive number on your first guest appearance. So here's what we're gonna do. There, we're gonna jump into game recap, and then we're gonna run you through the gauntlet. But we're gonna do game recap first, simply because I'm pretty sure our listeners wanna. Little bit of instant reaction as far as when they press the play button. So, all right, Saints lose 26-20 to the Rams in a pretty long, it felt, game, right? Maybe that was just because we never could kind of get anything going offensively.
I think it felt long because it was a late kickoff.
Yeah, that too. That too. I'm like, yeah, Jeff, you're correct. We never got anything offensively to really get our juices flowing.
3 for 13 on third down. I mean, that's just...
I mean, that tells the game right there. That tells the game.
What the hell?
And I'm thinking the defense didn't play any better than the offense, so I'm not sure you blame that completely on the offense.
There's also special teams. Our special teams was ass. Yeah. Yeah, they were ass. I mean, first
so
turn
you're
of the game.
Saying that no one played well.
It was, well, Cam Jordan.
Well, Cam Jordan did.
Cam Jordan and Kamara.
And Kamara did too.
And Morstead. That's pretty much it. That's it. That's the list.
Right, so I'm going to ask the obvious question. I mean, is this kind of just one of those, like, everybody checked out for this game because they really are focused on the division games coming up?
No.
Then what the fuck? How do you explain this?
Well, it seems like, I don't know if you mentioned before, but the Rams tend to have our number, and especially Wade Phillips' defense tend to have our number.
Didn't we lay 49 points up on the Rams a year ago?
We beat the Rams the last two times we played them.
Yeah, but that was with Jeff Fisher coaching. I mean, come on.
And what's his name?
You sure? Phillips was the core? I didn't think
Phillips No. Last year it was Greg Williams. Don't you remember the dome last year? We put an ass flipping on the Rams.
Oh, you're right.
Like a redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, but that was also, we also had the revenge game factor going against Greg Williams.
Oh, no doubt. And look, it's a good team. Goff is playing, you know, a lot differently.
I mean, if you could say one thing, we held them to under 100 yards rushing, and Gurley's been one of the best backs in the league. True. So there's that.
Well, I think that was the game plan. I mean, if you look at the first series defensively, I mean, we were clearly trying to stop the run, and they just passed all over us. I mean, I think we had the wrong game plan on the first drive, at least.
Sold out.
We also had the wrong cornerbacks on the field.
Well, right, exactly right. I mean, look, the Rams took advantage of our two starting cornerbacks.
Yep.
No, we can't do anything about that.
And
yeah.
Devontae Harris playing.
Oh, God, I'm an Aggie. I mean, I like to see the A&M guys do well in the NFL, but Devontae Harris was treacherous.
Yeah, just gross.
Right, just right. Gross. Harris doesn't equal, you know, God knows he doesn't equal Lattimore, but he doesn't even equal Crawley.
He doesn't even equal Jason David. I mean, Harris is bad. And, I mean, what do you think that it took so long for Peyton to finally yank Harris and put it?
I don't know.
He really looked like a circus clown back there.
Moore can't be worse, right? I mean, I know Moore's nothing special. We just signed him again this week. But, I mean, how is anybody worse than Harris?
I mean, I agree with you. I think no one is worse than Harris. Is he
the worst, like, worse than, like, you're saying, like, P-Rob, Jason David?
Well, who's playing for Philly?
Are you talking about
P-Rob?
Now?
Yeah, P-Rob is like an all-pro this year with Philly.
Right, all-pro with Philadelphia.
That's astonishing.
So it's our fault.
It was our fault.
I mean, this just shows you, I mean, without Lattimore, it almost feels like without Lattimore, the entire team lost the swagger, the confidence. I mean, even the offense, like, just it was like everybody almost walked in. They say, "Well, if Lattimore's not playing and Okafor's not playing, then clearly there's no point in even showing up."
We got Klein back, and I thought I was kind of excited to see Vaccaro back, but he had a rough day. I mean,
yeah, he did have a rough day. I thought the linebackers played pretty decently, though.
Yeah. I mean, you can't put it on them. And I mean, yeah, Vaccaro struggled, missed tackles, and then just quitting on that one long pass play. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, the bad angles and missed tackles were just all day. Yeah. It didn't stop. The inability to cover the check down or safety valve was just as frustrating.
Is there a communication problem with Lattimore and Okafor out? With all
who calls the plays on the defense?
It's the middle linebacker. Coach,
yeah, I mean, it should have been Klein. I mean,
Klein wasn't playing middle, was he? I thought Teau was playing middle.
Well, I think maybe the initial, when they announced the lineups, I think they had Klein as the outside and Teau as the middle. But
Klein played in the middle, though, most of the day, didn't he?
I thought so. I mean,
I'd be lying if I said,
yeah. No, Klein's our starting middle linebacker.
Yeah, he is.
They might have had it in the initial lineup.
Right. They give him the initial lineups, but with all the issues we had in the secondary, we played a bunch of safeties and only two linebackers.
Yeah.
Some nickel and dime, that's for sure.
I mean, who was it? Was it Cam Jordan or somebody had even did say, like, they had some defensive line communication issues yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. I have to imagine the overall defense just had general communication issues. I mean, blown assignments and coverage. And again, you could say that's basically you got two cornerbacks who hadn't played much at all.
Yeah, that's to be expected, right?
Right.
I mean,
we walked in saying that was going to be the case, and the fact that they did hold the Rams to 26 points, fine. You can't lay the game on them. I mean, you blame it on everybody, yes. But the offense owns the weight of this game.
And we knew that going in. Yeah, we had to score 30 points to win the game.
Well, you didn't get much production from the defensive line outside of Cam Jordan. I mean, that puts a lot of pressure on the backside of the defense. Mm-hmm.
Who is
those guys? I mean, they couldn't cover initially, but I mean, they certainly aren't going to cover any amount of time without some pressure from the front seven.
And especially on that second touchdown for the Rams, where we just rushed three, and he just had all day to just sit back there, and no matter how many guys we got to cover, eventually he's going to find somebody, and he did in the back of the end zone.
Well, then, all right, flip it. Talk about the offense where the receivers for the Saints couldn't get open.
No, they couldn't get any separation. And there was obviously some pass pro issues early on, too.
Yeah, and Breeze holding the ball too long.
Nobody's open. I don't know what you do.
Right, that's right. True. That's all right. That's the whole package, right? That's how you play good defense, right? You get a good pass rush, you cover your receivers. Quarterback got nothing to do.
You know, that's tough to see on the, watching on TV. I mean, you can't really tell how good the coverage is, but the fact that he's holding the ball is indicative that there was pretty good coverage throughout the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And Romo even talking about it over and over and over by the third and fourth quarter. You know, like
I mean, that's what he saw.
Right. You know, that's what I'm saying. You can't see it, and you got to rely on what he's telling you.
Right, right.
But yeah, that angers me that we have these receivers who can't get open in man coverage.
Well, but we kind of knew that. I mean, I've talked about it. We don't have a ton of playmakers. We really don't.
Well, I think they mixed it up. They played some cover two. They played some zone defense, but
yeah, those are the times we
nobody was finding holes.
That's what he said.
What do you take from this? I mean, this is just an anomaly game. Obviously,
it's a look at the NFL. It's any given Sunday. The Rams are a good team. We were on the road. We were dealing with injuries. If you want to blame coaching, on part of it, okay, I might throw some blame there too. Like we said, they didn't seem to really have a good plan with the on defense to stop what the Rams were doing. Right, we wanted to stop Gurley, but there's no way going into it. And trust me, Sean Payton, our coaches knew this. Sean Payton knew the Rams were going to test our second and third. Right, cornerback. I mean, of course, that is the easy play call. That is the easy game plan. You know, you have Lattimore, who is a stud, gone. You test the guy that replaces him.
They did that from the beginning,
and what can you do? What can you do about it? We don't have, I mean, who's four cornerbacks deep?
Right.
Show me that team. That's four.
Well, I do think that improved throughout the game, though. I mean, I think the game plan was a little bit flawed up front, but I think that did improve. I mean, you look at what Goff did. I mean, he hit the check down on countless plays. I mean, that's what was open.
You're right. Look, I texted during the game, at least to Jason and Jeff. I don't know. You know, we got those two pass interference calls for two long plays.
Yeah, I think one was 40-something yards.
The penalties is a part of this game story, for sure.
It is, and it's just, it seems to me that they were calling ticky-tack shit on us, and maybe they missed some major stuff on us, too, okay? I mean, obviously, I'm not in the stadium. I don't get to see every position, but we got some ticky-tack fucking shit, and then, those going for those long plays to me just seemed, and I'll text you all for this, and y'all can make fun of me if you want to, but it seems like the anti-Seattle. Of course, Seattle would hold, a couple years ago. Now it seems like the Rams would give, look, throw it deep, and let's hope we get a pass in the series and make the big.
But that's a function play. of your cornerbacks, your backup cornerbacks too.
Yeah, they're going to do that.
Yep.
Part of it. That's a good point. Yeah. Well, now, all right. So to point out, I mean, actually, you say ticky tack. You don't know if they were favoring the Rams or not, but we were seven penalties for 112 yards. The only other game this year that we had over 100 yards penalties, by the way, was the Detroit game, and they were called for nine penalties for 90 yards. So it was kind of even when it came down to it, it just kind of maybe our penalties were called at the worst time, at a worse time than theirs were.
Well, and they were massive. Critical. I mean, they had a bunch of smaller penalties. We had, 40-yard right. penalty. I mean, just like, right. fuck.
Right. Well, Vaccaro drew a flag for holding or pass interference, I believe, at one point during the game. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. To me, the holding and pass interference, some of that's a function of the passing game in the NFL today. But the thing that upset me more than that was the inability to good angles and tackle.
Mm-hmm. We missed a lot of tackles.
There were some missed tackle. Yep.
But on a positive note, the Rams missed nearly every time they tried to tackle Kamara.
They got the fastest guy on the field. I mean,
the guy must rub butter on his uniform before he walks out on the field. There was that one run that he had. I counted 6 broken tackles before it took 3 guys to take him down. I mean, this
was
guy,
that the pass out to the flat that he had?
I don't know.
I think I know which one you're talking about. It was at the top of the screen, and he's just breaking tackle.
He's shifty.
He is. I mean, just slippery fella.
I mean, he's fucking amazing. I mean, that's
and
all
he hurdles.
Fucking amazing.
This is like the third game he hurdles somebody. Oh man, I'll get nervous every time he does that. I'm waiting for him to just get it.
Was he a track and field guy in college?
I don't know if he played track or not.
He probably did in high school. You know, all these people are athletes that we are not.
He's definitely a highlight.
No, he
I will
is.
Say, I don't think this one's gonna. I don't know if this one's coming in looking in tweets or not, but. The one question is, the answer is probably obvious, but it's kind of like were we quick to abandon the run? I mean, I know you're playing from behind, but even abandoning the run, were you quick to abandon Kamara for some reason? Like, he got only 5 rushing attempts. Granted, he got 6 catches, but
still, that's only 11 touches for a guy that was going.
That was
nuts.
No, now, the only guy the Rams had no answer for.
But I think
you gave the
problem
ball to Ingram 11 times.
But I mean, Ingram was ineffective, and you know, look at Kamara's stats. I mean, he had 74 yards on one rush. I don't know how effective he was
outside
later on in the game either. I mean, I don't know what his overall yardage was. I mean, but 74 of it was on one rush.
So he wasn't running. So nobody ran well. Nobody ran well. So it's not Ingram.
He had 5 carries for 87 yards, and 74 of it was on one rush.
All right. So the offensive line is to blame for the lack of rushing game.
Well, I mean, a combination of the line got whipped again. It's the second straight week they've kind of struggled, which is shocking because after Buffalo, we're like, oh, shit, this might be the best line in football. And they've kind of struggled a bit. But, I mean, then also the 3-for-13 on third down. You can't sustain drives to keep running the ball.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't you guys have some rotation on the offensive line for the game?
Armstead got hurt later in the game. Right. We had to kick. They kicked Pete out and brought in Kelemente. But other than that, that's it.
Yeah.
So. It's another week where they kind of struggle. Then I guess we kind of glossed over last week that, I mean, the Rams do have a good defensive front. I mean, they've got good defensive players up there.
Well, they've got, you know who coaches their defensive line?
I saw him on the sideline and I couldn't.
Bill Johnson! That motherfucker.
Continues to find ways to screw us.
And they're
hey, look, Bill
Johnson coaches Aaron Cromer.
Now, Cromer, I wish we had back.
Yeah, I didn't have any issues.
I think Cromer was one of the best. Hey, look, Bill Johnson was our D-line coach when we in 2009. So,
whoopity fucking do. Did that in spite of him. I saw him on the sideline. I was like, wait a minute. That looked like Bill Johnson. Sure enough, Jeff sent a text. Does that look like Bill Johnson to you guys? I'm like, I thought so, but I didn't want to believe it. Just didn't want to believe that I was going to see that man's face again.
He was a little too happy, also, hugging Wade Wilson at the end of the game or somebody.
You mean Wade Phillips?
Wade Wilson.
Wade Wilson, yeah, that's a name of the past.
Right, that's a fucking
Viking
flashback.
Yeah, Viking quarterback back in the day. Jeez. But, right, we only had 11 rushes.
11?
I'm sorry, 16.
No, Ingram had 11. William had
16. 16, yeah. One with Breeze.
One with Breeze, I'm sure that wasn't a call to run. You know?
Well, he picked up 5 yards, believe it or not.
Yeah, no, I see that. But, yeah, I mean.
But all right, so
that's pretty much the game there. It's the last question I'll ask though is there anything to the theory that the Saints, when they play a good quarterback, kind of don't do too well? I mean, look at the games. I mean, Stafford, Brady, and now Goff.
Even Cousins. I mean, they put up 30 some points.
Yeah, like it just makes me nervous for the playoffs because that's what you're going to face in the playoffs.
And well, I hope they can tackle better.
Well, you need Lattimore. We're
going to get to the playoffs. Well, I mean, obviously.
Well, we're going to get to the playoffs, Jason. You know. Question is, you don't want to be out in the first round because you can't beat a team with a good quarterback.
We're going to need fucking Lattimore, man.
We need Lattimore.
That's it. All right. So let's move. Before we move into looking in tweets, we're going to run Danny. We're going to run you through a bit of the gauntlet here. Couple of quick little questions here. getting to know you. First of all, how did you become a Saints fan?
Well, I grew up in Metairie. Yeah, I live in Austin now, but you know, we're still Saints fans.
That's right. Take it with you.
And there's quite a few Saints fans in Austin, as a matter of fact. There's a bar downtown that it's a Saints viewing area.
Mm-hmm. I've been there before. On Sundays, it gets packed. It is, yeah. What's the name of it? They have a big Saints helmet on the...
Yeah, big Saints helmet on it. So on the, yeah.
Yeah, it's on Lamar.
Yeah, on Lamar. Big red wood building.
Yeah. A lot of Saints fans in Austin.
All right. So then, what's your favorite player from yesteryear? So that would be anything pre-Sean Payton, Drew Brees era, pre-2006.
Oh, geez.
Favorite player?
Man, I mean, probably Archie, right? I mean.
Oh, he's a member of the Damon Archie Manning fan club.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's classic.
You have to know, you know, Danny's not a come here lately kind of guy like some people.
He's clearly older than Jeff and I. I don't remember Archie. I was too young to remember Archie.
I wish he had the supporting cast around him back then.
Yeah. He's one of the best. I'm trying to think of a current quarterback who kind of suffers from the same syndrome. good talent, just stuck on a bad team. I guess with free agency now, it doesn't last too long.
Look at any quarterback in Cleveland.
Well, they have to be a good quarterback, too. And they've kind of suffered in that department, too. All right, so then who's your favorite player from the Peyton era?
Oh, man, it's got to be Breeze, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Easy answer there, yeah. He favors
I think I do think Kamara is going to wind up being one of the best players the Saints have. I really do.
Have ever had?
Yeah, I think he's going to turn into, I mean, if they can keep him, right? I don't know if. Saints have a history of getting rid of great players in trades, but yeah, if they can keep Kamara, I mean, I think he's going to be wildly successful for the Saints.
That's to me, that's the guy. You know how Mickey Loomis likes to throw the bank at people? It just happens to be the wrong people all the time. This is one where I think I'd back him up on throwing the money. Let's take the gamble. Let's pay him. Let's give him a big piece of the pie when his time comes.
No, I agree.
A couple of more years on this rookie contract. All right, so then do you own any jerseys? If so, which jerseys do you own?
No, man, I'm in my 40s. I don't believe people in the 40s should be wearing jerseys.
Good thing I'm still 39.
You got another year, man.
That's right. I got one more year to wear my jersey.
There you go. Oh, I guess that rules out the debate over if you were to get a jersey. Would it be Kamara or Lattimore? I mean,
no,
if you were to recommend
the Saints pullovers, right? You know, the polo pullovers, the Saints. That's what you go with now.
Oh, he prefers the old man, the pullover.
Yes, sir.
All right. How about the? How'd you find the Dome Patrol podcast?
Oh, Damon.
Yeah, no, Damon.
We're old high school friends.
Mm. That's how you got on the show.
Yes, yeah, because quite the viewership now, or listenership.
Listenership, yeah. Yeah, what would we say the average is right now? About 16,000 people per episode. Yeah.
That's impressive. Billion,
but nobody's really counting.
Every Saints fan in the world.
I wonder how much it'll drop off after the loss.
Right?
Because winning had really helped our listenership.
Right.
You know, 100%. Everybody likes listening to a winner, you know. 7-9, no one really wanted to be reminded of the...
Yeah.
I mean, look, I wanted nothing to do with any football-related coverage after the game last night.
I'm okay with, dude. I get. I'm okay. It's NFL, man. We're.
Look, we had to. We had to throw a dud out there at some point. And we had to lose. Like, I'm not as upset. I mean, I'm disappointed with the loss, but I'm not like angry. I just don't care about the rest of the NFL. But, you know, last night I did.
It's because you know that we're better than what we saw yesterday. When we have Lattimore. All right. So, Danny, what do you like about the show?
No, like the format. Well, I wouldn't say that.
Like all our listeners.
No, I think the format's great. Yeah. I mean, I really do. I think you go through your game review, run your guests through the gauntlet, and it's fun to listen to.
All right.
Y'all do a great job.
Thank you. And it's our irreverent and juvenile sense of humor. Is that a part of it?
But that always helps, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what I like listening to.
Highly offensive, yeah. All right, so here's one. Do you think that Aaron Brooks deserves to be in the Ring of Honor?
No, I do not.
Wise choice.
I just think he's just another pedestrian quarterback, quite frankly.
But he won the Saints' first playoff game.
Okay.
So who would you add?
Him alone, right?
If you or
him alone.
That's the argument. So who would you put in the Ring of Honor next?
Well, I think it's going to be Drew Brees, right?
That may take a while. I think there's going to be – I mean, I think they'll put Gleason in soon.
Yeah?
I don't like that move.
I don't either. I don't think that's a good move either. I mean,
the Ring of Honor is specific to play on the field, not.
Yeah, he's a loved guy,
on
but
the culture.
I mean,
yeah. Look, I mean,
wouldn't the Hall of Fame be reserved for play on the field, and let the Ring of Honor be a little bit more than just what you did on the field? Could that case?
Well, I was asked the question. I would say no. I wouldn't.
All right.
I mean, it's just play on the field for me.
Yeah. And look, I've changed. I mean, Danny, this whole question because of a debate Jason and I had, I thought Bobby Hebert would be in, and Jason said, well, Aaron Brooks should be in. But I think the Ring of, you know, that's Jason's favorite player.
All the true listeners know how I really feel about that subject.
Oh, we know. You have that picture of him up on your wall.
In the bathroom, were, Damon.
Oh, of course. And
so he can wipe.
But anyway, I have changed. You're right. I mean, you look at everybody in the Ring of Honor now. Everyone except for Archie is a Hall of Famer. You know, Morton, Ricky. There's Archie, who's not a Hall of Famer, and then Willie Roof. They're all Hall. So I think, yeah, I agree with Danny. Breed will be the next one to go in. That's our next Hall of Famer.
You think?
No, I think it is too. I mean, how many years do you think he's got?
Oh, no. You're talking about the NFL Hall of Fame.
Ring of Honor Hall of Fame. I think they're not completely separate and apart. I think there's a correlation there.
Yeah, so there's got to be a difference. Otherwise, why have both?
Because someone in the organization saw that everybody else had Ring of Honors, and we decided, well, we have some Hall of Famers now. We can do that in honor.
Yeah, you got to hang the banners in the dome, right? Just like everybody else does.
So if – I mean, y'all don't think – like Jari Evans, really great player, all pro for years. I think he deserves Ring of Honor, but I'm not – I don't know that he's going to make the Hall of Fame.
Who?
Jerry.
No, I think you could have some players in the Ring of Honor that aren't in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, I agree with you. Right. I think he was a great player.
Yeah, I don't know.
It feels a little pedestrian again, though.
Right.
I agree. Like, you don't want to overstuff it.
That's what he said. Boom!
Damon must have been watching a lot of Office today.
Never seen it.
All right. That's all the gauntlet there. Let's get into looking in tweets. So the first tweet comes from Nick, NRG. Ooh, he got. By the way, did y'all see the retweet of the video I posted of him last week? Going nuts.
I saw the. I didn't catch the sound, but I saw him. He was animated.
He was just going crazy. Anyway, this week he says, I love how every game is a fucking must win for the Saints because every other contender in the NFC refuses to lose now. 8 wins in a row and barely anything to show for it. This shit is so fucking annoying.
Yeah, meanwhile, the AFC is 2 teams and fucking blah, everybody else.
It is kind of annoying, right? Like, fuck.
I mean look, the Eagles have won
wins in a row, and we don't have anything to show for it.
The Eagles won 9 in a row. The Vikings have won 6 or 7 in a row. Carolina and Atlanta both have win streaks. It's like, fuck. And it was frustrating, too, because, I mean, those teams, I mean, I didn't expect Atlanta to lose to Tampa, but fuck, the Jets had it, and... I mean, they lost. Carolina had a defensive touchdown and a punt return to fucking win. And a fucking roughing the passer call on Scamp at the end. It's just, it's frustrating.
No, it is. And then who did – and Tampa kind of get – I'm not worried about Atlanta. I mean, my God, Seattle should have tied them. Tampa, you know, they didn't blow Tampa out. I'm not worried about Atlanta. I mean, our test is – coming up in 6 days.
I mean, Philadelphia is a team to be reckoned with.
No, they are. But I'm talking. But look, I mean, I'm just talking about our division. You know.
Yeah, I mean, we got to get the division. You know, win the division first, and then worry about other shit later.
Right. I don't want to go in as a. But look, the NFC South right now has 3 teams in the playoffs.
Hmm.
3 out of 4.
Well, that's part of the problem.
I mean, this is the key. I mean, God, you win, you know, win these next 2 games, and you're really sitting in a good spot.
All right, next one comes from Paul Perret. 3 tweets in a row, 3 weeks in a row. As I watched Devontae Harris on the field this afternoon, all I could think about was how much I miss Jason David. That's not the only Devontae Harris.
He struggled at A&M, too. The guy struggled at A&M. It's not new to him.
I think you cut the guy now and just be done with it. I mean, there's clearly nothing he's going to offer this team.
Nothing. I mean, he was arguing with fans on Twitter last week. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, because that's what he needs to spend his time doing.
Well, you know, yeah, he's doing that instead of watching film and actually trying to become a better football player. Guy's going to be in the fucking CFL if he's lucky in the next 3 years.
I mean, that's really. I mean, we can't throw him back out there next week, right? I mean, they can't.
They benched him in the middle of the game and put Sterling Moore in.
No, they did take him out.
Finally, in late 3rd quarter. Like,
well, they had it took to. A while. Sterling Moore was only on the team for 3 days.
Still better than Devontae Harris.
Exactly, and what does that tell you?
I mean, can we call Mike McKenzie off the street?
Right.
I feel more comfortable with Mike McKenzie's old ass.
His walker, right.
Right.
All
right,
Nick NRG does give us another tweet that says, that loss is solely on the offense. Peyton lost to a younger version of himself.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Mm.
Defense couldn't tackle.
Well, it did.
Special teams couldn't cover.
Yeah, defense had problems, too. I don't think it's solely on the offense.
Yeah, there's plenty of blame to go around. I mean, the offense, you know, jumps out as, man, if we could just... You know, if you don't get the penalty on Ingram's touchdown, maybe the game's a little different at the end. I mean, God, that was tough. I mean, yeah. You couldn't convert and we kicked the field goal.
Yep.
Ugh.
Bet 11. This one is kind of a repeat of, I think, everything we've said, so maybe not a whole lot of commentary on it, but still worth reading. Despite the loss, I think the depleted D looked okay. They did make a bunch of stops when we needed it and forced a turnover, which, by the way, let me interject there. The turnover was an example of P.J. Williams not being a great guy, but the fact that he's not good put him in the wrong position at the right time to where the interception kind of landed in his hands, because if he was any better at his job, he would not have been there to make the pick. He would have been a little bit closer to the receiver.
Well, it was a little underthrown ball. And, you know, something we didn't bring up about the game, what about a couple of those throws that Breeze missed? I mean, he should have had Ginn for it. He had Ginn wide open for a touchdown. Yeah. Wide open for a touchdown, and he underthrew it.
Yeah.
A couple of other passes that were a little short.
Yeah. Breeze in the
rest. Like you said, there's a lot of blame to go around.
Mm-hmm. And that was the rest of Vetti's tweet there, it was Breeze in the receiver's inability to get separation that stood out for me.
And even
that
when
was
did.
Definitely part of the equation.
Yeah.
I agree. Yep. Wasn't the whole part of the equation, but a part of it. I mean, at the end of the day, you're an onside kick away from potentially being in the game.
As bad as they played, they were still kind of in it.
Which does give you hope for the playoffs, if we have to face them again. And with Lattimore,
gotta tackle them.
We win that game. Well, Lattimore upgrades everybody's ability to tackle as well.
Yeah. We all become superheroes with Lattimore back there.
But the swagger. Ain't nobody posed for no picture this week. Even when PJ got the interception, he didn't get the picture pose thing that they've been doing. That's my point. They don't have the chemistry. It's Lattimore is the key to this game.
Yeah. But you know what I was thinking during the game? Look, go back. When was the last time we were a very dominant team? 2013. We were dominant. And who got hurt?
Greer.
Right.
Yeah.
Greer was our best cornerback.
Oh, we were talking about my cornerback curse.
Oh, you didn't have his mid jersey, did you?
Nope. No. That's my jersey curse. That's another curse.
I'm really struggling schematically to understand why you can't cover a check down receiver.
Is that linebackers, right? I don't know.
Communication breakdowns.
That may be it. I don't know. It's
trust or missed assignment. You know, just again, you got a bunch of guys who are not used to. They're not used to playing with all of each other.
I don't know if it's a missed assignment or a bad schematic play call. It's hard to.
But how do you leave that area of the field completely
repeatedly
void?
Open?
Yeah, void of anyone on your team. I mean, like. All right. So then Neil did say, despite the loss, I think the bandwagon is still standing room only and full of positivity. And I would agree with that.
Well, look, we're still sitting here at 8-3. I mean, fuck. Yeah, a loss stinks, but we won 8 in a row. We're gonna lose another one eventually.
Yeah, well, I mean, it remains to be seen if this was a road bump or a bigger problem, right?
Yep.
I mean, could be an anomaly.
Well, it seems like every single time we try to figure it out. The bottom line is it comes down to Lattimore and Okafor. The question is, hopefully, that if Lattimore comes back, and that it's next week, not 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, but that's enough, and it's not just the Okafor thing, too. Don't forget that, y'all. I mean, Okafor's gone for the year. He ain't coming.
Yeah. Gonna have to, it's a matter of also executing. I mean, not having 100 yards of penalties, not getting whipped off the offensive line. I mean, Peyton
Your own offensive line is damaged goods.
Right. I mean, Peyton said they didn't have a good week of practice this past week.
Oh.
I got to believe if you got your starting corners, you don't have 100 yards of penalties.
Probably not. I mean, that is how important Lattimore is to this team. He's so good that when he's out, even the offense sucks. Jason hated that text yesterday. All right. Ash Pimble. I got a couple of tweets from Ash that says, with the offense doing very little against the Rams, would you consider it bad offensive play or Wade Phillips' defense masterclass?
It's a good question.
Yeah. Was it us or was it them?
I think it's both.
I think it's both, too.
Yeah, I mean, Phillips has had our number before. Hmm. Yeah.
And,
You know, he's a great defensive coach. They do have talent, and our offense kind of snuck a little, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you look at each unit on the offense. I mean, your offensive line had pass pro issues. That didn't help. You get wide receivers that couldn't get any separation on defensive backs. And you got Manning. You got Breeze that didn't have the greatest day either. And that, I think you look at all that in summation, and it equals a pretty rough day on the offense.
I mean, that's another thing, too. There were a couple of passes that probably should have been picked by the Rams, and they dropped. So, I mean, you could have been looking at a game when Breeze had two or three picks, and he didn't because, luckily, the Rams dropped him.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just wasn't our day.
Then a couple of tweets left here. Chris McGuire said, 16 rush attempts against the number 28 rush defense. Why? Is it as simple as playing for the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't sustain drives. Talked about it.
All right, and then...
I think you had a defense putting some guys in the box. Function of the defense. You got to be able to pass the ball in those cases.
Apparently their secondary could cover, so they could do that. Miso Mad says, we lost the first two with Harris in there. No Lattimore, win no more. And then I couple that with this one. The last tweet coming from Vincent Burke, Big Easy Guy John says, does the defensive play without Lattimore say more about how valuable he is or about how much improvement the rest of them need? That's another way to look at the same thing we've been looking at all night.
Well, that's too deep talent. I mean, obviously you don't have the too deep talent that you need where you can plug and play. Lattimore's that important to the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Devontae Harris isn't the answer, right?
Clearly.
No. I mean, we knew no one is the answer, strictly because before we had Lattimore, what did we have last year? Garbage. I mean, we had nothing. We finally have something. He's the only thing we got.
Yep.
All right. That's your depressing look at him tweets. And now let's move into Pick'ems.
All like the rest, your failure is my success. It's all about control. Will you make it? I will deliver the pain. You can't take it. I'm in control.
All right. Well, we all had a middling week in Pick'ems. Jeff led the week out of three of us with 3-2 record.
Yeah, you're right.
Damon and I. Damon also went 3-2. Yeah, well, Damon also.
I thought we had a push this week.
No, we didn't have a push.
Tennessee and Indy. Indy had 4.
No, it was 4.5.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, so Damon got that. Damon took Indy. We both took Tennessee and lost by a half of them. So Damon went 3-2. Jeff went 3-2, and I went 2-3. We all won Philly and Oakland. We all lost Jacksonville again. Like, whenever we fucking take Jacksonville, they fuck us. You know?
Yes.
They make us into believers, and we pick them, and they fuck us. Damon got Indy, and we took Tennessee. And then Jeff, you were the only smart one to take Cincinnati, and Damon and I don't know why we took fucking Cleveland.
You fell for the old Cleveland steamer.
I figured at some point Cleveland had to turn it up. They got to get a win, right?
No.
No, they don't.
So the three of us, Jeff has a 4-game lead at 32-25. I am a game under 500 at 28-29. Damon is bringing up the rear, 23-34.
In the larger league, I remain on tap. With, only by one game.
Wow. 32-25,
and right behind me is Jimbal Rance with a 31-26, who at the beginning of the season said his entire strategy was just giving the home team every time. So the home team strategy is working. Son of a bitch. I'm barely hanging on against a team that isn't even trying. and then, Jason, you're in third place.
What? Well,
technically, it's a tie with a 491 record, 28-29 with you, CJG, Wheels, Life of Ty, and Vincent Burke.
Look, guys, you don't have to make me feel better by fucking it up. I'll be all right.
Then next comes Miso Mad, and then Doug.
Oh, good. Doug's pulled.
still a losing record, you know, 27-30. And then followed by Ed Hunt, Who Dat Fitz, Neil, Scott Waters, Triples D, Chris McGuire, Hungry Who Dat, Scott Greenbaum, falling behind there. He got
falling off the wagon.
Greenbaum got his picks in late. He wanted me to count them, but I'm sorry, that's the rules. You got to get them in before the noon game. Can't count them. After Greenbaum comes Near and Damon, and then Preston Allen, Gerald Booty, Emmanuel Davis Douglas, EJ Pastronaut, Random Thoughts, Dr. Who Dat, Ryan Angier, and Ryan Guidry. Who is losing everything with a 14-29 record.
It's in the lead for the Horse's Ass Trophy.
There you go. All right, Jason, what's our first game?
All right, first game. Well, we got ourselves a little doozy this week. The Minnesota Vikings, after winning another game on Thanksgiving, beating the Lions, now sitting there at 9-2. Currently the second seed in the NFC. Traveled to Atlanta to play the Falcons, who were coming off a 14-point win against the Bucks in the Metal Asshole, and the Falcons are favored by 3.
I'm going to take Minnesota and get the 3 points.
Atlanta's got 3-point favorite for home field advantage. That's what it is.
Right. That's what he said, right. They figure they're even on a neutral playing field. I'm going to take Minnesota.
I will take Minnesota as well.
I am also going to take Minnesota.
Oh, shit. It never works out when we all pick the same team.
Well, it did last week.
It did a couple times last week.
Okay.
Plus, this one's shitlanta.
This is correct.
I mean, Minnesota's going to beat them outright. 3 points is just the ice cream on top.
Danny, who do you like?
I think Minnesota wins outright.
All right, our next game, another doozy. The Philadelphia Eagles, coming off a pretty easy win against the Bears, travel to Seattle. Play the Seahawks, who came off a 24-13 win at the 49ers. So this is an interesting spread here.
How much is Seattle getting?
It's crazy to think Seattle is getting points at home. Like, I don't care who the opponent is, but for Seattle to get points at home, when was the last time that happened?
I don't know. But
they
the
are getting.
They lost at home was this season.
Yeah, I mean the Falcons went and beat them. But still, it just seems like it's been forever that I mean, not that I obviously
so the,
pay attention.
What's the, how many are they getting?
They're getting 4.
I'm gonna go balls out and take Philadelphia on this one.
I'm gonna take the Seahawks getting points at home.
Well, the 12th man's in College Station, not Seattle. Philadelphia covers.
Getting 4, I'll take the Hawks at home.
All right, our next game, kind of a shit fest here. The Denver Broncos, coming off yet another loss. Looks like they went with Pat Paxton Lynch this week, and he got hurt. So I think they might be going back with Osweiler this week.
Would they like to try Devontae Harris at quarterback?
Right. Travel to Miami, who play the Dolphins, who have also on a losing streak of their own after getting blasted by the Patriots this week. This game is in Miami, and somehow the Dolphins are getting one at home.
That's a pick 'em.
Give me Denver. Miami's a dumpster fire right now. Not that Denver isn't.
Well, so is Denver.
I know. I mean, I don't know.
So where the, it's in Miami?
It's in Miami.
Give me the Dolphins. I mean, fuck, they're putting Osweiler back in. Cleveland didn't want Osweiler. But who the fuck does Miami have?
They went with Matt Moore last because Cutler didn't even play. They went with Matt Moore.
Oh, God. This is who we are without Breeze.
Yes.
I'm just going to take the home team, Miami.
Hey, I take the home team, too. I mean, I don't know what you do. You flip a coin and figure out which one you want. I mean.
All right, our next game, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh.
Who have lost 4 out of 5.
Still lead the AFC West.
I think the Chargers are going to take that division. The Chargers are kind of playing well. But, yeah, the Chiefs lost to the Bills. They lost at Arrowhead. Like, that is insane.
What are you doing? So
there's talk they may go with Mahomes instead of Alex Smith. I mean, I don't know. You got whispers. So they travel to New York to play the Jets, come off a close loss to the Panthers at home. Probably should have won the game. Give up a special teams and defensive touchdown. The Jets are getting 3.5 at home.
Ooh.
And Kansas City has also lost, has already lost in the stadium this year by losing to the Giants.
Kansas City's on a three-game losing streak.
Who's going to show up for Kansas City? Like you said, they've lost 4 or 5.
Right.
You
know,
they didn't lose any offensive players.
No, they've just for whatever reason they suck. Like Kareem Hunt has fallen off a cliff. Alex Smith has fallen off a cliff.
I mean, how much, you know, like you said, what the right, the Chargers and the Chiefs are having opposite seasons, you know.
I mean, they're,
one started 4-0, one started 0-4, and now, like you said, I agree with you. I think the Chiefs will take that division. I mean, the Chargers will take that division. But can you take the Jets?
I'm going to take the Jets. Give me the points at home.
I'm kind of with you. The Jets are...
Well, I need to catch up, so I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'm just kind of throwing shit at the wall.
There you go. And Danny?
And that is actually what Linda said I did at the house, but anyway.
And she cleaned it up.
Yes, thank you.
That being said, I take the Jets in the 30-degree weather.
All right, and now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go!
Of shit car, I got a piece of shit car. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a
big. You've got the 1-10 San Francisco 49ers traveling to Chicago to play the 3-8 Bears. Both teams struggling.
Talk about shitty teams.
Yeah. This game is in Chicago. The Bears are favored by 3.5.
I will take the Bears.
I'm going to take the Niners for the upset.
And can I, while you make your pick there, Damon, I just want to point out how fun it is that San Francisco and Chicago are the two teams in shitty game of the week. And two teams that are having such horrible seasons. Those are two fan bases and teams that I have never liked.
No doubt. I'll take the Bears.
All right. And Danny?
San Fran's one game better than Cleveland. I'll take the Bears.
When you look at it that way, I look like a fucking fool for taking San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't know where you came up with that one, Jason. But
I don't know.
Who are the ad wizards that came up with that one?
Well, I'm trying things because at some point I'm going to have to – I need to get closer to you.
All right. Hey, I like it. I like it.
Trying things.
All right, that is going to be the end of Pick'ems. Don't forget to get your picks in. If it didn't record them in time, you can retweet them to me. I won't be offended by it. That and get them in before noon on Sunday, Scott. Other than that, let's move into Saints Preview.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose.
Where the old New Orleans Saints will be hosting the Carolina Panthers.
Game got moved from noon to 3:30. Yep, another 3:30 game. I mean, massive, massive game.
It is a massive game. And of course, I have to be in Austin the next day. I don't like 3 o'clock game in the Dome. That's not East Coast, I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I used to like the later afternoon and night games, but not anymore. Noon is perfect.
The old 39-year-old says.
That's right. That's right. Oh, you know, when you have 13 or 14 or 15 seasons, whatever it is, of going to games.
Oh,
change your attitude. I know it's not what you've got, old man.
13 seasons. That's so many. Wow.
2003 was season number one. So I'm on, I think, season 15.
You know, I was on season 15 in 2004.
Okay, very
proud. Before you started.
Okay. I started by then. I was just a rookie back then.
You were
a massive, massive game. The good thing is, I mean, God, Carolina should have got beat this week. Carolina, they're not that good. They don't have, you know, our cornerbacks could be iffy again this week. The good thing is they don't have a lot of great pass catchers. Olsen came back this week from his broken foot, and he promptly left the game with the foot re-aggravating his injury. So,
what's the line?
Let's see. So Olsen's situation will be the number one thing to watch.
Did he not play this week?
He did. He came back off of injury, but then he also left the game with an injury. So we're favored by four. Right, we're favored by four. But I mean, look, broken bone in your foot, he's not going to be right the rest of the season. Even if he does play, he's not going to be the Olsen that's burned.
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, he came back and went back out. Olsen won't be effective, I'm guessing.
So, I mean, you're going to have to deal with Cam running,
Yes.
Devin Funches, and I guess Christian McCaffrey.
Well, this will be the rematch, but right, you got McCaffrey and Kamara.
They're both good.
Yeah. But man, Kamara, isn't it nice that we didn't have to waste the eighth overall pick to get Kamara and got him much later anyway? But look, we need the fans to show up. The fans to not leave early. That'd be kind of nice. I prefer that.
Well, hopefully if they're leaving early, it's because we're blowing them out.
Stick around and enjoy the fun.
I like to do that.
You know, so I don't know much of any other injury situations with Carolina other than Olsen. I mean, you know, that's the big one. But, I mean, just have to win this game.
Yeah, no. If we lose, we're second in the division and we drop to a wild card. No, this is the most important game. We beat it. We beat them. We sweep them. That gives us a two-game lead.
Yeah. So, yeah. Apparently, Cam Newton's dealing with a sore thumb because he was jamming his thumb up buttholes now.
Finger-popping buttholes. That's awesome.
I'm sure he'll come out with some stupid-ass wardrobe when the game's over. Can't wait to see what...
Does he wear stupid-ass wardrobes when they lose?
I'm pretty sure he does.
He wears stupid-ass wardrobes when he wakes up.
Yeah, like, he's got the pimp hat on.
Yeah, it looks like fucking Dr. Facilier from Princess and the Frog. Yeah.
Yeah, those weren't frog chirps you heard. They were crickets.
Right. So it says Olsen's day-to-day, but... You know, he's not going to be himself even if he does play. So that's a good sign. You know, just have to offense play sharp. Play sharp, get out to a lead, force Cam to have to throw to come back. And I just don't think they can do it.
I agree with you. That's how you beat Carolina. Force Cam Newton to throw the ball and play quarterback.
So we beat him last time, didn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, crowd should be pretty jacked up, get an extra time to tailgate, get a little more liquored up.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
so all things considered, I mean, you talk about how to win, you talk about what needs to happen and all that. Here's the question. How much do you believe that we're going to do what we need to do and it's going to happen?
I believe in this team. It's a young team. I think we're better next year. But it's a young team with some veterans on it. Yeah, we can do this. Good coaching staff. I'm very confident. I'm a 90%, just because the other 10 is, look, it's the NFL, you know, any given Sunday.
Yeah. And Carolina's not shitty.
No, well, they're not shitty, but they're not, you know, the New England Patriots either.
No.
Right, yeah. I mean, they're not world beaters. And I mean, one of the big things.
Well, how'd they get to 8-3?
Well, they beat the Niners, the Bills, although they did beat the Patriots, beat the Falcons.
Don't underestimate them, man. That's the biggest mistake you can make.
No, yeah, that was
walking in cocky, especially when you don't know. Do you have Lattimore?
Well,
I kind of don't think so.
I think we do.
I think we get crawly.
I'm fooling myself to say that they rested Lattimore last week to make sure he could play this week.
I hope you're right. I mean, what's the injury?
Ankle.
Ooh.
Armstead was a hamstring, so that'll be something to watch if Armstead plays.
Yeah.
High ankle, or what's the injury to Lattimore?
There,
this is Sean Payton. You won't know.
We just know it's an ankle injury.
they're telling us an ankle, but it could be a knee.
If I had to call it anything, I would say it's his knee.
Armstead's situation will be one to watch, even though he was kind of struggling against the Rams, but if he doesn't play, you're going to have to go with Pete at left tackle and Kelemente at left guard.
Which isn't terrible. I mean, we did that for a while, and we won with that a couple times.
Yeah, it's not the worst thing, but I'd still prefer to have my starters in there. But I do have some confidence in the fact that the Saints' backs were down. We were 0-2. We traveled to Carolina and really just whooped them. We're the better team.
All right, so score prediction, Jason.
27-20, Saints.
All right, Damon.
I'm going to go 42.
Ooh!
42-24.
So I'm guessing you're counting on
back in the dome.
Back in the dome, but the offense really having a good week of practice after the shitty performance and them yep. stepping up the game.
Yep. Yeah. Remember, Coach Payton has said it. You know, sometimes you need a crisis, and this game was a crisis.
I'm going to go 38-34, Saints. Oof. Unless Lattimore plays, then I'll go 42-10. He makes a little bit of a difference.
A little bit.
All right, Danny, what do you think?
I go 35-28, New Orleans.
All right.
A little bit of a nail biter.
Yeah, I really do think this one, if Lattimore is not in the game, this is going to come down to the last 30 seconds.
Oh, unfortunately.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that this is a bit of a lengthy show, so we will forego our final thoughts and right into the closing, which is for me to say that is all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there is the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, injured Tiger Woods donkeys. Tiger Week!
What are you talking about?
Tiger Week.
What does that mean?
Damn it.
Like Shark Week?
This week. Tiger Week.
Wait a minute, Jeff, we have to have this debate again.
Some stupid stat.
No, you don't need to have the debate. I just
fucking Tiger Week. That's what does that mean, Jason?
It means he's playing.
Is he going to make the cut?
Aha, that's the rub.
There's no cut
this week. Not only that, there's only 18 players playing in the tournament this week.
Oh my God, where's he playing at? Riverlands?
The Bahamas.
Is he going to finish? Is there
he won't
else
finish four rounds.
There's 18 players. He's going to come in 20th.
Right. is he going to finish?
That's what she said.
Boom!
All right, we're in the middle of closing.
Yeah, I didn't mean to drag it off.
Danny, say your goodbye.
Appreciate y'all having me. Good luck to the Saints.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Go in the Saints. Go, marching in. Bum, 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 bum